Welcome to Devotionary and our study of the book of Hebrews, called Better by Far. In today's episode, based on Hebrews chapter 11, verse 30, we'll be looking at the faith demonstrated by the people of God when they followed his somewhat crazy-sounding counsel regarding the city of Jericho. It would be their first battle in the Promised Land, and rather than strapping on their swords and shields and going toe-to-toe with the enemy, they were instructed to spend a week hiking around the walls of the city in silence. They would eventually defeat the city of Jericho, but without firing a single arrow or throwing a solitary spear. Sometime today, check out the story in Joshua chapter 6. But in the meantime, let's see what you can accomplish by walking in circles, as long as you do it by faith. Moses was gone. An entire generation of Israelites had died during their 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, all because they had refused to believe God and enter the land he had promised them. Their disobedience had brought God's judgment, and that generation would never enter the rest that God had promised to provide for them. Now, Joshua led a new generation of Israelites into the Promised Land. They would not just waltz into the land and take over without a fight. The occupants of the land of Canaan were going to have a real problem with the descendants of Abraham showing up and making claims that the land belonged to them, just because Yahweh, their God, had given it to them. The land and all its provisions were not going to come without a fight. But God would give Joshua, the new leader, a piece of important news. When Joshua was by Jericho, he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a man was standing before him with his drawn sword in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?" And he said, "No, but I am the commander of the army of the Lord. Now I have come." And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him, "What does my Lord say to his servant?" And the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, "Take off your sandals from your feet, for the place where you are standing is holy." And Joshua did so. Joshua chapter 5, verses 13 through 15. This occasion recalls that of Moses at the burning bush. Joshua, like Moses, had a personal and up-close encounter with God himself in the form of a theophany. Joshua saw what he believed to be a man, and the stranger announced himself as the commander of the army of the Lord. That word commander can be translated prince or captain. It's believed that this man was actually the pre-incarnate Christ. Joshua's immediate reaction reveals his awareness that he was speaking with more than just a man. He fell on his face and worshiped. The very next chapter records the words that the commander of the army of the Lord shared with Joshua. Now Jericho was shut up inside and outside because of the people of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have given Jericho into your hand with its king and mighty men of valor. You shall march around the city, all the men of war going around the city once. Thus shall you do for 6 days. 7 priests shall bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. On the 7th day you shall march around the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. And when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, when you hear the sound of the trumpet, then all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people shall go up, everyone straight before him." Joshua 6, verses 1 through 5. This would have been strange counsel to Joshua. The very first city they encountered was fortified and well armed, and the Lord was telling Joshua that he would give the city into their hands. But the conditions for achieving this victory were a bit odd. The Lord was explicit in his details. He left nothing to chance or to Joshua's imagination. For 6 days, they would make a single circuit around the walls of the city. No arrows would be fired, no spears would be thrown. Imagine the reactions they would have gotten from the people behind the walls and the soldiers looking down on this spectacle from the tops of the walls. They would have endured ridicule and countless words of derision. The men of Israel would have struggled with feelings of shame and embarrassment as they marched in a silent column around the city, listening to their enemies question their sanity and their manhood. Their swords hung at their side unused. Their strength was being used up walking instead of fighting. According to the instructions of the commander of the army of the Lord, The armed men were walking before the priests who were blowing the trumpets, and the rear guard was walking after the ark, while the trumpets blew continually. Joshua 6:9. No one said a word. No one fired a shot. In keeping with the command of Joshua, no one could respond to the jeers and insults coming from behind the well-fortified walls of Jericho. But the people of Israel continued to walk day after day for 6 days. But then the seventh day came. On the seventh day, they rose early at the dawn of day and marched around the city in the same manner 7 times. It was only on that day that they marched around the city 7 times. And at the 7th time, when the priests had blown the trumpets, Joshua said to the people, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the city, and the city and all that is within it shall be devoted to the Lord for destruction." Joshua 6, verses 15 through 17. This day was going to be different. 6 days of seemingly pointless activity were going to be followed by an incredible miracle from God. Just as they had the previous 6 days, the people marched in silence, this time circling the city 7 times. And after their final trip around the city, the people shouted, and the trumpets were blown. As soon as the people heard the sound of the trumpet, the people shouted a great shout, and the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they captured the city. Then they devoted all in the city to destruction, both men and women, young and old, oxen, sheep, and donkeys, with the edge of the sword. Joshua 6, verses 20 through 21. For 7 days they had walked and waited. For a solid week they had done as they had been told. They had been faithful and obedient to the Lord's command. That doesn't mean they didn't have doubts. It doesn't mean they didn't question the Lord's plan. There was most likely a fair share of grumbling and grousing around the campfires at night. The people probably wondered if Joshua had really heard from God at all. But they walked. For 7 days they did as they had been told. Their walking was evidence that they were trusting God. They didn't know exactly how the walls were going to fall. God hadn't explained how he would do it. But they knew the part they were called to play. They were to march. They were to obey. And they were to wait on the Lord. Their pride had to take a back seat. Their physical abilities had to be used walking and not fighting. But as the author of Hebrews tells us, by faith the walls of Jericho fell down. It wasn't their faith that caused the walls to fall. It was God. But their faith was instrumental in God's power being unleashed and put on display. Had they stopped walking, the walls would not have fallen. Had they decided to take up their swords and attack the city in their own strength, the outcome would have been radically different. Their faith was in God. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Hebrews 11:1. They hoped for victory, and they were convinced it would happen, not because they marched, but because their God had promised it. Their marching was simply an expression of their faith in God. Sometimes trusting God requires us to step out, in faith, and walking in seemingly meaningless circles. But if we truly trust God, walking and waiting is well worth it. He always comes through, in His way, and according to His will.